Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memra Bravam Golda and the Rimasakas Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ein Hey, the 10th parak get pashut. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rama asked, Shchimei Rosh Hashoda Mahu, if a gravely ill person had been owing someone money, what is the halacha? Sarek lomar atem edai. Must he say to those present, you are my edim to the admission, or does he not have to say atem edai? Normally, an admission to owing money before edim does not obligate him to pay if he did not designate edim, because he can later claim he was joking when he made this admission. Does this apply to a shchimira as well? Furthermore, Rava asks, Sarek shiomar ksovu, must he say to the edim, write the admission in a shtar, which is ordinarily required before recording an admission in a shtar, or is it not required in the case of a shchimira? The Gemara concludes, Ein adam mishat b'shas misa. A person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission is accepted even without designating witnesses. B'divrei shchimira kesuvim ukmesurim damu. And the words of a shchimira are treated like they are written and delivered. Since it is like it is written in a shtar, the edim can record his admission in a shtar without his instruction. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that a loan recorded in a shtar may be collected from the chasim shubadim, properties sold by the borrower, but an oral loan is only collected from the borrower's own properties. An oral commitment, which is recorded after the shtar's signatures, is only collected from Bnei Chorin, and Rabbi Shmuel ruled this way. However, Ben Nanas argued that the lender should not collect from the oral at all. If the lender was strangling the borrower in the market and someone saw and told the lender, leave him and I'll give you the money, he's exempt from paying. Because he did not originally lend him the money based on his trust, since this commitment was made after the loan. Rather, an arav is only liable where he committed to guarantee the loan before it was made. Rav Shmuel said, anyone who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws. Because there's no area of Torah greater than it. And they're like a flowing fountain. And one who wishes to occupy himself in learning dinim mamonos should serve benanas. And point number three, Ula says that biblically, both a loan and a shtar and an oral loan may be collected from the chasim shubanim because shibuda deraisa. A person's property is beholden to a debt biblically. The rabbis enacted that an oral loan cannot be collected from shubanim, mishum seder de lekuchos, because of the loss of the buyers of the borrower's land. They were not concerned about the buyer's loss in the case of a debt in a shtar because since the debt became known publicly through the shtar, they're the ones who caused the loss to themselves. Rabbi says the opposite, that biblically, no loans are collected from Mushubanim because Shibuda loved the Raisa. The rabbis instituted to collect debts recorded in shtars from Mushubanim, Kideshotinos Delos Mifne Lovin, in order not to shut the door in front of potential borrowers who would not be able to obtain loans without the lender's confidence in being able to collect them. This enactment was not extended to an oral loan because Leis Leikala is not public knowledge. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rava asked, Shchimei Rosh Hashoda Mahu, if a gravely ill person admitted owing someone money, what is the halacha? Sarek lomar atem edai. Must he say to those present, you are my edim to the admission, or does he not have to say atem edai? Normally, an admission to owing money before edim does not obligate him to pay if he did not designate edim, because he can later claim he was joking when he made this admission. Does this apply to a shchimira as well? Furthermore, Rava asks, Sarek shiomar ksovu, must he say to the edim, write the admission in a shtar, which is ordinarily required before recording an admission in a shtar, or is it not required in the case of a shchimira? The Gemara concludes, Ein adam mishat b'shas misa. A person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission is accepted even without designating witnesses. B'divrei shchimira kesuvim ukmesurim damu. And the words of a shchimira are treated like they are written and delivered. Since it is like it is written in a shtar, the edim can record his admission in a shtar without his instruction. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that a loan recorded in a shtar may be collected from the chasim shubadim, properties sold by the borrower, but an oral loan is only collected from the borrower's own properties. An oral commitment, which is recorded after the shtar's signatures, is only collected from Bnei Chorin, and Rabbi Shmuel ruled this way. However, Ben Nanas argued that the lender should not collect from the oral at all. If the lender was strangling the borrower in the market and someone saw and told the lender, leave him and I'll give you the money, he's exempt from paying. Because he did not originally lend him the money based on his trust, since this commitment was made after the loan. Rather, an arav is only liable where he committed to guarantee the loan before it was made. Rav Shmuel said, Harotze Sheyachkim, Yasok Bedinim Mamonos. Anyone who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws. She'enu cham miksoa b'toy yos mehen, because there's no area of Torah greater than it. Vehen kamayat hanoveya, and they're like a flowing fountain. And one who wishes to occupy himself in learning dinim mamonos should serve bananas. And point number three, Ula says that biblically, both alone in a shtar and an oral loan may be collected from the Nuchasim Shubanim because Shibud Daraisa, a person's property, is beholden to a debt biblically. The rabbis enacted that an oral loan cannot be collected from Shubanim, Mishum stated the Lukukos, because of the loss of the buyers of the borrower's land. They were not concerned about the buyer's loss in the case of a debt in a shtar because, since the debt became known publicly through the shtar, they're the ones who caused the loss to themselves. Rabbi says the opposite, that biblically, no loans are collected from Mushubanim because Shibuda loved the Raisa. The rabbis instituted to collect debts recorded in shtars from Mushubanim, Kideshotinos Delos Mifne Lovin, in order not to shut the door in front of potential borrowers who would not be able to obtain loans without the lender's confidence in being able to collect them. This enactment was not extended to an oral loan because, Leis Leikala, it's not public knowledge. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuf Ayin Hey, and this simmer was suggested to us by five different people: Yehuda Fierstein from Yerushalayim, Moshe Galinsky from Beit Shemesh, by Dr. David Dennis from Miami, by Rav David Winkler from Lakewood, and by Mayor Goldberg from Muncie. They all suggested that Kuf Ayin Hey is Kein Ahara, Kein Ayin Hara. So here goes. The Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning Dini Mamonos to become wise, because he was nervous the Chavrusi was debating with whether Shibuda the Raisa with regard to collecting loans would get jealous. Once again, slow motion. The Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara, that must be Daf Kuv Ayin Hey, Kein Ahara. The Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, which reminds us, Rava asks, Shchemira shehoda mahu, if a gravely ill person admitted owing someone money, what is the halacha? Must he say to those presents, Atem Eidai, you are my witnesses to the admission, or does he not have to say Atem Eidai? The Gemara concludes, Ein ad meshata b'shas misa, a person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission is accepted even without designating witnesses. V'divrei Shchemira k'ksuvim u'k'mesurim damu, and the words of a Shchemira are treated like they are written and delivered. So the Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning Dini Mamonos to become wise, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Harotze Sheyachkim Yasuk B'Dini Mamonos, one who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws, She'enu Chamikso B'Tor Yos Mehen, because there's no area of Torah greater than it, Vehen K'mayin HaNoveya, and they are like a flowing fountain, and one who wishes to occupy himself in learning Dini Mamonos should serve bananas. So the Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning Dini Mamonos to become wise, because he was nervous the Chavrusi was debating with whether Shibuda Daraisa with regard to collecting loans would get jealous. Which reminds the Gemara brings him a chokas of Shibuda Daraisa regarding collecting loans, and the difference if the loan is recorded in a shtar or an oral loan. So once again, the Shchemira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ayin Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning Dini Mamonos to become wise, because he was nervous the Chavrusi was debating with whether Shibuda Daraisa with regard to collecting loans would get jealous. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph. So the simmer Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph is chaos, and we use a messy office to represent that chaos. So here goes. In the lender's messy chaotic office, that must be on Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph, chaos. In the lender's messy, chaotic office, where a shtar whose recorded date fell on Yom Kippur was assumed to be a shtar mo'uchar, which reminds us, a braisa discusses a shtar whose recorded date falls out on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, meaning the solar date was written, so the date is clearly inaccurate. Rav Yehuda says, shtar mo'uchar hu v'kasher. It's assumed to be a post-dated shtar and therefore valid. Rav Yossi says, it's invalid. So in the lender's messy, chaotic office, where a shtar whose recorded date fell on Yom Kippur was assumed to be a shtar mo'uchar, when the lender who couldn't find a shtar had a sofer write a shovar for the borrower who paid back in full, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, that even according to Rav Yossi, that we write receipts, this is only for partial payment, but for the entire debt, we do not write a shovar, so he can refuse to pay if the lender claims to have lost the shtar. However, the Gemara concludes that we do write a shovar on the entire amount, as evidenced by an incident in which Rabbi Abba owed money to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, who'd lost his shtar but offered to write a shovar for the full amount. So in the lender's messy, chaotic office where Ashtar, whose recorded date fell on Yom Kippur, was assumed to be Ashtar Meuchar, when the lender couldn't find Ashtar, had a sofer write a shofar for the borrower, who paid back in full. The sofer made sure to leave the shofar undated because he knew that the Ashtar had been post-dated, which reminds us, we follow Rav Safra's policy to tell Sofrim that if they know the loan document's date, they should record it in the Shtar, and if not, they should leave the Shovar undated. So whenever the lender will present the Shtar, the borrower can counter with the Shovar. Daf Kuf Ayin Beis. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ayin Beis is an ache of a heel, and we use a heel of a boot. So here goes. The lender kept the Shtar for 100 zuz in the heel of his boot. Heel of his boot? That must be our Daf Kuf Ayin Beis. Ache of heel. The lender who kept the shtar of 100 zuz in the heel of his boot, who was told he could not switch it out for two shtaros of 50 each, which reminds us, Rav said that if a lender holds a shtar stating he's owed 100 zuz, he cannot substitute with two shtaros of 50 zuz each without the borrower's consent. Av the Rabbanim milsa de nichel lemalva, but nichel lerova. The rabbis enacted a policy which is preferable to both the lender and the borrower. A single shtar benefits the lender, so the borrower who makes a partial payment will be compelled to pay the remaining balance since he must guard his shovar. It also benefits the borrower so that the lender's shtar will be impaired through a partial payment requiring the lender to swear before collecting the balance. So the lender who kept the shtar for 100 zuz in the heel of his boot, who was told he could not switch it out for two shtaros of 50 each, followed in the bootsteps of two men named Yosef ben Shimon, from whom no one could collect debt. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if two people in one city share a name, for example, Yosef ben Shimon, they cannot produce a shtar of debt against one another because his counterpart can claim the holder of the shtar was actually the borrower and received it when he repaid his debt. And no one else can produce a shtar of debt against either of them because each can claim the other is Yosef the borrower. The mission advises how to avoid these problems, such as by writing a third generation, the grandfather, or some distinguishing simon. So the lender who kept the shtar of 100 zuz in the heel of his boot, who was told he could not switch it out for two shtaros of 50 each, followed in the bootsteps of two men both named Yosef and Shimon, from whom no one could collect debts, who were walking behind a man who just found a shtar that said, I borrowed from you, which reminds us, a shtar emerged in Rav Huna's basin which stated, I, Ploni, borrowed the mana mimcha, from you, without naming the lender. Rav Huna said, from you can mean anyone, even the Reish Galusa or King Shapur, so the shtar's holder cannot collect with it. Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel is a kilogram. So here goes. When one of the Yosef ben Shimons in town, who famously weighed the same amount of kilograms, that must be on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. When one of the Yosef ben Shimons in town, who famously weighed the same amount of kilograms as the other one, was coming to collect a debt with the other shtar, since Osios Niknos B'Masira, which reminds us, Abraisa states that in a city of two Yosef ben Shimons, neither can present a shtar to collect from anyone else because the other Yosef may be the true lender. This disagrees with our mission, which implied they can collect from others with a shtar. The Gemara first explains they argue if Osios Niknos B'Masira, letters referring to a shtar, can be acquired through handing over to another person. If so, then even if the other Yosef was the lender, the current holder may still collect with it, having acquired it. Alternatively, the Gemara explains that both agree a shtar can be acquired with Masira, but argue whether Tzarech L'Havi Raya, the holder must bring proof that the shtar belongs to him, either as the lender or having acquired it. So when one of the Yosef ben Shimons in town, who famously weighed the same amount of kilograms as the other one, was coming to collect a debt with the other shtar, since Osios Niknos B'Masira, he was told by the Orev that he must try to collect from the borrower first, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamalvas Chavero Al Yedei Orev, one who lends money to his friend on the basis of a guarantor, while Yiparamina Orev may not collect from the Orev. The Gemara clarifies this means he may not collect from the Orev first, but must first attempt to collect from the borrower himself. So when one of the Yosef ben Shimons in town, who famously weighed the same amount of kilograms as the other one, was coming to collect a debt with the other shtar, since Osios Niknos B'Masira, he was told by the Orev that he must try to collect from the borrower first, because even though the lender stipulated to collect from whomever he wants, the borrower has property, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the lender stipulated to collect from whomever he wants, he may collect from the Orev without first attempting to collect from the borrower. However, Rabbi Yochanan says this only applies where the borrower has no known property, but if the borrower has known property, he may not collect from the Orev. Daf Kuf Ein Dalad. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ein Dalad is a deck. So here goes. The Orev of a man who borrowed money to build a new deck, that must be on Daf Kuf Ein Dalad. The Arav of a man who borrowed money to build a new deck, who said, "Lend him and I will pay," which reminds us, Ravuna says, that if a potential guarantor says, "Halvehu vani Arav," lend him and I'll be an Arav, or lend him and I'll pay, or lend him and I'll be liable, or lend him and I'll give payment, these are all expressions of an ordinary Arav. If he said, "Tenlo vani Kablan," give him the money and I'll be a Kablan, or give him the money and I'll pay, these are expressions of a Kablan from whom the lender may collect outright, even if the borrower has property. So the Arav of a man who borrowed money to build a new deck, who said, "Lend him and I will pay," was upset that he couldn't collect from the Yesomim when he paid on their behalf because they were not yet chayv in mitzvahs, which reminds us, an Arav Yesomim paid the lender without notifying the orphans and came to be reimbursed. Rapapa said, "Prius balchov mitzvah," the payment of a debt is a mitzvah, and minor orphans are not required to perform mitzvahs until they become adults. Even if the loan was recorded in a shtar, the orphan's new debt to reimburse the Arav is an oral debt. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua held orphans would be compelled to perform the mitzvah of repaying a debt and gives a different reason why an Arav cannot be reimbursed burst by Yesomim. So the Arav of a man who borrowed money to build a new deck, who said, "Lend him and I will pay," was upset that he couldn't collect from the Yesomim when he paid on their behalf because they were not yet chayiv in mitzvahs, but was relieved to hear he was not responsible for the ksuba he guaranteed because he was just doing the mitzvah of getting the woman married and it didn't cost her a dime. Which reminds us, the halacha is that in all cases, an Arav and a Kablan are bound by their commitments to guarantee the debt, except for an Arav for a ksuba who's exempt from paying even if the husband did have property. The Gemara explains, mitzvah da'avad, the Arav was merely doing a mitzvah of convincing her to get married without fear of her ksuba not being paid, and he didn't cost her anything in her getting married, in contrast to an Arav for a loan. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss a shtar which records money borrowed mimcha from you? That's on daf. Kafayim base. Good. Number two, which stuff do you discuss if returning a shtar matan returns the gift, which is based on the machlokas whether osios niknas b'mesira? That's on daf. Kuf samach tes. Good. Number three, which stuff do you when Rabbi Shmuel said harotzeh shiyachim yasok b'dinim amonos, one who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws? That's on daf. Kufayin hey. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss which expressions imply arvos and which imply kablanos? That's on daf. Kufayin dal. Good. Number five, which stuff do we machok is whether shibuda the raisa regarding collecting loans? That's on daf. Kufayin hey. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss how the replacement shtar is written without achrayas? That's on daf. Kuf samach tes. Good. Number seven, which stuff there are two reasons an arv cannot be reimbursed by yesomim? That's on daf. Kufayin dal. Good. Number eight, which stuff do Malkos is in a case where one comes to basin with a shtar and claims a chazaka of 3 years? That's on daf. Kufayin. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn eight on mishat the bishas misa? A person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission to a loan is accepted even without designating aiding. That's on daf. Kufayin hey. Good. Number ten, which stuff do we learn about the policy that if a sofer does not know the date of a shtar, he should leave the shovar undated, so when the lender will present the shtar, the borrower can counter with the shovar? That's on daf. Kufayin off. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.